My 5-year-old daughter Soraya just made more sales, generated more leads and more opportunities using digital marketing in 24 hours than most sales teams around the world. She's 5 years old and she just made her first couple of sales online, and I'm going to tell you exactly how. So this story that I'm about to tell you is 100% true, and it's very, very, very thought-provoking. So this is a story of my little girl Soraya. She's my oldest daughter, and she's my little princess, bless her. And she's super open-minded, and she's super just kids are fantastic at learning new things. I think that's something that we lose as adults, that we become more and more closed-minded to learning new things. But what happened was she basically one of her little friends had a Nintendo DS. So a Nintendo DS is like a Game Boy for any of the older generation that's listened to this podcast. And she went to her mum, little Soraya went to her mum and said, "Mum, I want a Nintendo DS just like my friends," as any little kid would do. And my wife responded, as any good parent would, and say, "You know, that's a lot of money, Soraya. That's kind of a birthday present, or that's a Christmas present that you would be getting, but you can't really be expecting to get that just as a casual, you know, random thing that turns up day to day." So Soraya, bless her, she started thinking about it, and she went away, and she came across and she asked me. She said, "Daddy, listen, mummy said I can't get a DS because my birthday is when I would get that DS, and I can't get it because it's like a Christmas present and Christmas is forever away. What can I do?" Now, the secret weapon here is kids are amazing at selling, absolutely amazing at selling, because the thing is, if you ask the right questions, you'll get the right answers. And the reality is that she asked me the right question because she opened up my mind to trying to create a way that she could get a DS. So she said, "What can I do to get a DS?" So we sat down and we looked up how much a little Nintendo DS would cost, you know, with a little Mario game and Mario Kart and Sonic and all the rest of it. And it was working out about £100. It was going to cost about £100 to get this little Nintendo DS, like a Game Boy console and a couple little games, but £100. And I said to Soraya, I said, "What we're going to do is," I says, "if you listen to everything I say, we'll get you a Nintendo DS, but you've got to listen to everything I say and you've got to do everything that Daddy tells you." And she's like, "Oh yes, Daddy, I'll do it. Don't you worry." So she's super keen. She's open-minded, right? You've got to be open-minded to learn new things. And then what we done was I started teaching her about Facebook Marketplace. So now Facebook Marketplace, for anybody that doesn't know what it is, Facebook Marketplace is actually replacing eBay. And eBay, for example, you take old stuff and you sell it on there, and then eBay charge you a transaction fee in order to sell stuff on eBay. And it's a little bit complicated as to how it is to get up and running with eBay and how they take their fees and PayPal and all the rest of it. But Facebook Marketplace have just revolutionized this whole process. Facebook have come in and they are gobbling up this secondhand market online. And so now Facebook Marketplace, you literally just take a picture, you write a very small description, and you put it on Facebook, and then I kid you not, if you haven't done this, you just start generating inbound inquiries. Like, we've been putting random stuff on Facebook Marketplace and it's been selling so quick, it's ridiculous. So I know that the majority of the stuff that we do in SME Marketer is targeted at big companies, you know, B2C, B2B, and all that great stuff, but I mean, even down to its basic fundamentals, you can learn how to make money very, very quickly, digitally, by just doing a quick example and a trial on Facebook Marketplace. It's completely free. There's no fees, no nothing. So what we done was, Sarai and I, we found a whole bunch of our old toys, and I just showed her how to take a picture with the phone. And I said, "I want you to take a picture of that so it looks nice." So she was playing around with it. She took a couple of pictures of a couple of old toys and game sets and all the rest of it. And then I showed her how to write a very, very small ad. Okay, very, very, very small description. Just something like, you know, "Here is a teddy bear. This teddy bear costs £50 or £20, and you know it's on sale for £5 or £10 or whatever the figure was." And we'd done that with a bunch of our old toys. And then what we done was I showed her how to post it. So I kid you not, my little Soraya, and obviously this is a bit of a proud dad podcast post, I suppose, but I'm trying to be as unbiased as I can to the fact that all she was doing but she was being open-minded. And this is core to everything in your digital marketing and your sales strategy as a business. You need to be open-minded to using these new methodologies on a very small scale to get a proof of concept that it works so you can scale accordingly, right? So you can apply this to LinkedIn, to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, podcasting, whatever it is. So we took a bunch of pictures, tiny descriptions, very simple descriptions, posted it up on the Facebook Marketplace, and within a couple of hours, we start generating these people asking questions about these various old items that we put up on there. You know, is it in good condition? Is it from a smoke-free home? Is it from a clean environment? Is it, you know, all these different questions started coming through. And I had Soraya read, because she's learning how to read, bless her. So she would read it and ask me any words she didn't understand, and we'd tell her how to reply. And even to the point where if she didn't type it, we had her use Siri, which is a voice, basically a voice control mechanism on an iPhone that writes the message for her. So she was writing the messages by saying what she wanted to say, and then the Siri software and Facebook software was just turning it into a written message to reply to these people. It was obviously on my account, on my Facebook account, because, you know, you have to be 16 plus to have a Facebook account. But she just liaised with these different people. And I kid you not, by the next day, we had people coming around to buy these old items off of us and physically handing cash across to my five-year-old to take her old toys. And within 24 hours, little Soraya, bless her, she's done everything I told her to do. She made £100 in cold hard cash. Don't tell a tax man. She's under five, so it doesn't really count. But she made £100 in cold hard cash in her hand from zero to £100 in her hand, right? So her little business that she started, she made, little Soraya, she made more money and made generated more leads, more inbound inquiries, and made more physical sales transactions, probably the most sales teams in various organizations. I mean, some of the organizations in the B2B world, I see their sales and marketing team, they're not making any offers, they're not making any sales, they're not generating any leads, they're not getting any engagement. Little Soraya, within 24 hours, had £100 cash in her hands, as well as a whole bunch of inbound inquiries and a whole new found confidence of her ability to get stuff very, very quickly. And that example, I'm not telling you that example so I can gloat. I'm just telling you that example because the core learnings are fundamental to any business. If you're a startup, if you're a small business, a medium-sized business, if you're an enterprise, it doesn't really matter. The core principles are this. When you use technology to find the audience and put an offer in front of them correctly, you will make sales. You will get transactions. You will make revenue. Simple as that. And when you do it properly with the right system and process, you will do it consistently and you will do it in a powerful, powerful methodology that anybody in the team will learn and can learn very, very quickly. Even to the fact where I'm 100% confident my five-year-old can make £100 in 24 hours using Facebook Marketplace. Now you might say, oh, but that's Facebook, you know, that's a little transaction. I'm telling you now, I could get my five-year-old to do it on LinkedIn for a B2B SaaS company, and I challenge anybody to reach out to me and I'll make it happen. And I'll take the video content from that and I'll chop it all up and I'll redistribute that on the podcast and on the on my LinkedIn feed, and I'll generate a whole bunch of new business from that. These principles are so fundamental and so logical, and the methodology that we teach on SMEmarketer.com are all premised on real ability. No fluff, no BS, simple methodology that you can apply on a small level to generate confidence in your team that will empower your team and yourself to generate business using digital marketing and sales strategies, okay? Super, super, super powerful stuff. You'll be able to go on LinkedIn, find a high-value prospect, reach out to them in a non-creepy way, engage with them in a productive manner, and have a productive outcome. Have an appointment, have some sort of telephone call or interaction, and just, you know, just don't be a weirdo. Simple as that. Just be a good human being. Reach out to the right people. Put the right offers of your services and your products in front of the right people, and you'll buy. You just need to get in. They'll buy. You just need to get in front of the right audiences, and that's why SBMarket.com is so powerful in its trainings and in its templates and its execution. because we just take these simple methodologies. I mean, literally, my little 5-year-old was able to make £100 in 24 hours, generate probably about 15 to 20 inbound inquiries and X amount of leads, and she probably could have made way more if we had more staff. So coming back to what you're doing as a business and as an organization, you just need to take a piece of paper before you start any digital marketing and any sales strategy. You need to take a piece of paper and write down the top five companies that you want to talk with. You want to write down the top five companies that you need to speak to in the next 24 hours. And then because you're targeted, you then look them up on LinkedIn and you reach out to them in a non-creepy way. Don't be creepy. Don't be weird. Don't say anything that, like any weird things like, I feel we have synergies and all the rest of it. Don't be a weirdo. There's loads of free training on smbmarket.com on exactly how to reach out to somebody in a productive manner. And I'm telling you now, this stuff is so powerful. You'll be able to get that proof of concept, which is that empowerment process, the ability to know that you can confidently identify a list, you and your team can reach out to that list and get them into your pipeline quickly and effectively, and you can rinse and repeat and rinse and repeat, and you'll generate more business than you have ever have before. So I'm 100% confident if you check out smbmarket.com, you'll be off to the races. So make sure you check it out. Again, all the learnings from my little 5-year-old daughter, be open-minded. Ask the right questions to get the right answers. Don't be afraid to do small case studies to get the results that you're after. Don't be afraid to try new platforms. Don't be afraid to fail. And when you start getting results, start reverse engineering why you're getting those results. Like, you know, was it the right pictures? Was it the right engagement? You know, all that great stuff. And rinse and repeat and rinse and repeat. And you'll have a system and a process that you can scale across your whole team. I'm 1,000% confident of that. I do this day in, day out with all different companies across all different industries. This is just a case of human psychology and understanding how to put irresistible offers in front of the right audiences using the right technology, the right methodology, and moving away from this fantasy of brand awareness and, you know, all this stuff that basically covers up the fact that you're not generating new business. So that's it for today. Feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn. My name is Michael Mateer. I'm the founder of SMEmarketer.com. We train over 4,000 companies exactly how to execute powerful methodologies on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, all across the board, how to generate more business than ever, no nonsense, no BS, all the good stuff. And yeah, connect me on LinkedIn, check out smbmarket.com. If you want to be interviewed for this podcast, reach out to me and I'll send you an application form. And if you know anybody that would be a great fit for what we're trying to build out in our community, definitely let me know. And I'm always open-minded to referrals. And guess what? Leave me a 5-star review. If you love this, leave me a 5-star review. If you hate this, reach out to me, let me know why. I want to improve, I want to get better. And I'll send you a box of Krispy Kreme donuts to say thank you for giving me your feedback. So leave a 5-star review. It really helps me out. And that's it for today. Have a great day.